News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
If you want to get in touch with the show, WhatsApp 087 1400 106 or text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. I'm joined by Dr. Lina Khatib, who is Associate Fellow Middle East and North Africa Program in Chatham House and a visiting scholar with the Harvard Kennedy School's Middle East Initiative to analyse the prospects of permanent peace emanating from this 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Lina, it is hard to see how all of the parties are not greatly incentivized, possibly with the sole exception of Israel, to get a deal done.
Well, actually, there is something for everyone in this ceasefire agreement. When it comes to President Trump, he has already credited himself with ending yet another war, I think number 9 in his count. When it comes to Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu wants to show results. So this is something that he can say is positive for Israel's security. For Iran, it has also given itself credit. Iran said that this ceasefire is the result of its own negotiations with the U.S. in Pakistan. Now, in reality, the ceasefire is very much the U.S.'s ceasefire. However, Iran wants to save face, and therefore it is in its interest for the ceasefire to hold. And by extension, this applies to Hezbollah. So we do have actually a situation in which it is the interest of the stakeholders for the ceasefire to succeed.
Well, if everybody at the end of this can be perceived to have been victorious to some degree, what about the actual real underlying situation? If we go back to before this hostility was commenced by Israel and the United States, to what extent has the situation in the Middle East been improved, and to what extent has it been disimproved?
Yeah, I mean, we have to always not look at ceasefires through a myopic lens, because as you said, this is about the big picture. The big picture is one in which the U.S. seems to be achieving its objectives in this war, because the ceasefire removes the Lebanon card from Iran's hands. Iran has been obviously trying to use different tools to pressure its opponents, for example, blocking the Strait of Hormuz, using Lebanon as one of its cards and other proxies, and of course its own military action. But when you look at all those levels, you will see that Iran is not really succeeding. With Lebanon, now the separation that is going on, with the Lebanon file being regarded as a separate track, with the ceasefire agreement and with the announcement that negotiations are going to happen between Lebanon and Israel, this means that Iran is not really going to be able to use Lebanon in its own negotiations, even if it claims to be doing that. And militarily, it's very weakened. And when it comes to the Strait of Hormuz, there is a U.S. blockade. So the overall situation means moving away from a regional order in which Iran is dominant in the Middle East.
Now, as to the Strait of Hormuz, in a moment we're going to be getting detail on the implication for European jet fuel, because there are reports that we could be to the point of being within 6 weeks of beginning to run out of jet fuel. The US unlikely to be deeply concerned about that. They will be concerned about the price at the pump, and gas prices are climbing in the US. So to what extent are we likely to see the situation around blockading of that strait resolve in the short term?
Well, according to some estimates, Iran can withstand 2 months of this kind of blockade by the United States, because the U.S. blockade aims at preventing ships going to Iran or from Iran. 2 months, obviously, is beyond the 6 weeks that have been estimated regarding fuel shortages in Europe. However, I think the U.S. is hoping that things will not last that long, because this is a period in which other activities are going on diplomatically to try to get Iran to agree to a deal. And therefore, you know, the U.S. is making, I think, a really big gamble High risk, high returns is the strategy pursued. So, it all depends on whether the US's calculations will bear fruit or not.
And presumably time is a factor, because the closer that the US gets to the midterm elections, the more pressing a problem this becomes for the Republicans.
Absolutely. I mean, the US has a deadline, more or less, which is the elections that you mentioned. Israel has a similar deadline because parliamentary elections are meant to happen in Israel by October 27. So for both of them, it's a similar timeline. And they will want this war to have yielded decisive results well ahead of that. And that's why I think, the next, I would say, 6 weeks to 2 months are going to be the period in which we can expect things to kind of continue one way or another, but also head towards some sort of resolution by the end of this period.
Lena, thank you very much. And as I say, we'll be returning to that issue of jet fuel shortages and the likelihood of that occurring in a couple of minutes. That was Dr. Lena Khatib, who is Associate Fellow of Middle East and North Africa Program at the Chatham House and a visiting scholar with the Harvard Kennedy School Middle East Initiative.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.